Gratitude and Zeal by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Be grateful in any circumstances. It might sound contrary to the wisdom of the world to suggest that one who is burdened with sorrow should give thanks to God. But those who set aside the bottle of bitterness and lift instead the goblet of gratitude can find a purifying drink of healing, peace, and understanding. But some might say, "What do I have to be grateful for when my world is falling apart?" It is easy to be grateful for things when life seems to be going our way. But what then of those times when what we wish for seems to be far out of reach? Could I suggest that we see gratitude as a disposition, a way of life that stands independent of our current situation? In other words, I'm suggesting that instead of being thankful for things, we focus on being thankful in our circumstances, whatever they may be. We sometimes think that being grateful is what we do after our problems are solved, but how terribly short-sighted that is. How much of life do we miss by waiting to see the rainbow before thanking God that there is rain? True gratitude is an expression of hope and testimony. It comes from acknowledging that we do not always understand the trials of life, but trusting that one day we will. Don't sleep through the restoration. Sometimes we think of the restoration of the gospel as something that is complete, already behind us. In reality, the restoration is an ongoing process. We are living in it right now. The exciting developments of today are part of that long foretold period of preparation that will culminate in the glorious second coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I suppose there are a variety of reasons why it is easy to become a bit sleepy with regard to building the kingdom of God. Let me mention three major ones. Don't allow selfishness. Don't allow habits that could lead to addiction. Don't allow competing priorities to lull you into indifference or detachment from blessed discipleship and ennobling priesthood service. There is too much at stake for us as individuals, as families, and as Christ's church to give only a half-hearted effort to this sacred work. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is not an effort of once a week or once a day. It is an effort of once and for all. Note, videos and quotes. Share designed quotes and short video highlights from President Uchtdorf's conference addresses at lds.org/go/548 and lds.org/go/549. End of the article, Gratitude and Zeal, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, read by Van Farnworth.